Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this half hour of Motown Memories, we continue to feature all number one songs from the 1960s. This half hour, we'll hear from the Four Tops, the Supremes, Marvin Gaye, and the Temptations. Well, coming up, the first number one song from the Four Tops. Well, the Four Tops performed and recorded together for more than 40 years without any change in their original lineup. No other group with a number one single can make that boast. Well, their first chart topper coming up, I Can't Help Myself, subtitled Sugar Pie Honey Bunch, was written by the great writing team of Eddie Holland, Lamont Dozier, and Brian Holland, while that trio was in the middle of an unprecedented hot streak with the Supremes, who wrote all of the Supremes' number one songs. And this song was the first Motown single to succeed another Motown 45 at number one. This song replaced the song we heard the last half hour, Back in My Arms Again. Well, here it is right now. I Can't Help Myself, the Four Tops. Right here on Motown Memories with Tom.
of Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
Motown Memory with the Supremes, You Can't Have Me Love, number one from 1966. And before that, 1965 had I Hear a Symphony, number one. And we started with the Four Tops, I Can't Help Myself, number one from 65. You're listening to Motown Memories, and this is Tom Fallon. And we continue to feature all number one songs from the 1960s on this edition of Motown Memories. Well, coming up, the second and last number one song the Four Tops had, Reach Out, I'll Be There. Well, after their first number one single we just heard from, the great writing team of Holland, Dozier, and Holland needed a follow-up smash immediately. Well, the success of Motown inspired the Columbia record label, a label that the Four Tops had briefly signed in 1960 to re-release a song that they sang in 1960 called Ain't That Love. And Motown was afraid that that would spoil their chances of a hit single. Well, that song, Ain't That Love, never saw the light of day. But in spite of that, Holland, Dozier, and Holland wrote the fastest hit of their career with a song called It's the Same Old Song. Well, it didn't reach number one, but it was very similar to I Can't Help Myself. Well, at this time, the writing team of Holland, Dozier, and Holland were a regular hit factory, stamping out top 10 songs for the Supremes and the Four Tops at the same time. Well, in Britain, the Four Tops had failed to crack the top 20 with I Can't Help Myself. But this time, they hit number one in Britain also. Here is Reach Out, I'll Be There, right here on Motown.
Until happiness is destined to lose.
email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Fades in the air.
Well, that was the Supremes with Love Is Here and Now You're Gone, and that was a number one song from 1967. Before that, the previous year, 66, saw the Supremes hit number one with You Keep Me Hanging On, and we started with that number one from the Four Tops, Reach Out, I'll Be There, from 1966. You found the home of Motown memories, and this is Tom Fallon. In this entire hour, we continue to feature all number one songs from the 1960s. Well, the Supremes certainly dominated the 1960s, and here they are with their very first song, where Diana Ross had the lead in the title. This was the first song released by Diana Ross and the Supremes called Love Child. Well, Love Child was introduced on the Ed Sullivan Show with Diana Ross, Mary Wilson, and Cindy Birdsong as the three Supremes. Their glamorous outfits, makeup, and wigs were discarded at this time in favor of an earthier look. Sweatshirts, cutoffs, and bare feet, in keeping with the lyrics of that new song, Love Child. Well, here it is, right here on Motown Memories.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Oh,
You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Hold it. Listen.
Motown Memory with the Temptations, a number one song from 1968, I Can't Get Next to You. And before that, one of the most famous songs Marvin Gaye ever recorded, I Heard It Through the Grapevine. It reached number one from 1968. A year before that, Gladys Knight and the Pips made that same song a number two song. The first time in Motown history that they re-released a song within 1 year of each other. And we started with Love Child, Diana Ross and the Supremes, number one from 1968. This was the first time that Diana Ross was officially credited in front of the name Supremes. And this was the very first song that Flo Ballard's replacement, Sidney Bird's song, had as number one. Well, of course, there was a very dramatic change for the Supremes with the departure of original member Florence Ballard. Halfway through an engagement at the Flamingo Hotel in Las Vegas in 1967, Flo was dismissed from the trio. Well, that night she was flown to Detroit and was admitted to Ford Hospital to recover from exhaustion. Tragically, she died on February 21st, 1976 of cardiac arrest. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions or comments, I would love to hear from you. My email address is motownmemories@yahoo.com. That's motownmemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at motownmemories.com. That's motownmemories.com. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.